بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin by relating to you the story of the just king Nuruddin Mahmud Zunki, may Allah's mercy be upon him, in the year that which took place in the year 557 after Hijrah. He was ruling the greater Syria area, and he saw a magnificent ru'ya, a dream, which made him go to the city of Medina. He saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam three times in one night, and in every time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling him, O Mahmud, save me from these two individuals, while pointing towards two blonde individuals in front of him. So the king summoned his minister before dawn and told him about this. So the minister said, this is a matter which may have taken place in Medina, the Medina of the Prophet ﷺ. And so he prepared himself and quickly hastened over 1,000 mounts and horses and other than that until he entered the Medina quietly and secretly with his minister. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's masjid, not knowing what to do. So the minister said, do you know these two individuals if you see them? He said, yes. So he summoned the people to give them charity and distributed to them plenty of gold and silver. And he said, no one in Medina should stay except but rather should come to receive the charities. Only two people remained close by the masjid from Andalusia, currently Spain, in a place which in the direction of the Qibla from the side of the apartment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, close to the house of Umar ibn al-Khattab. That's where they stayed. So they came, or he summoned them to come for the sadaqah. They refused. And they said, what we have is sufficient. We don't accept anything. So he stressed that they should come, insisted. And so they were brought. When the minister saw them, he said to him, are they the same individuals? So he asked them on their conditions and what brought them here. They said, we came to be close by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, you should speak the truth, and repeated the question several times on them until they confessed that they were Christians and that they were on a mission to remove the body of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in agreement with their kings. And he found that they dug a tunnel from the side of the Qibla by the wall of the Masjid in the direction of the Prophet ﷺ's apartment, and they collected the dust on the soil rather in a well inside their residence. So he beheaded them outside the Masjid and returned to Ash-Sham. And it's mentioned that he commanded that the area around the Prophet ﷺ's site of burial be dug, and he commanded that lead be poured around lest some enemies, or to prevent anyone from reaching the Prophet ﷺ's site of burial.